American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 642. Here is the translated text as follows. 610, X, American State Trials. George Query. I arrived at Brown's on Saturday between 11 and 12 o'clock. I then went to Mr. McConaughey's house, which was shut up. I continued on, and after I had gone about 600 yards, I heard the crack of a gun down near Brown's house. I made a kind of stop and looked, but could see nothing. I thought Brown's sons were out in the field and had their guns with them. I saw none of Brown's children when I was there. I saw no one but the old woman. Samuel McKinstry. On Sunday morning, after the murder, I was at Brown's around 8 or 9 o'clock. McConaughey and his brothers came to Brown's and stopped at the milk house. It was expected that they would know something about the murder. I asked Robert if he knew anything about this matter. He said he did not, that he and his family had gone away on the evening before, and that he had been to his brother Mike's for a grubbing. He told me afterward that Brown had two guns and that he had had the small gun for some time. When he was away, he left the gun lying in his house on the bed. I asked him if the gun was loaded. He said it was. He also said he was not at the grubbing. Abraham Carruthers. I had John Brown hired at the time he was killed. On Friday, the 29th of May, Robert McConaughey came to the cornfield where I was harrowing corn. John was setting up after me, and we all sat on the fence for about 10 minutes. Then I started off and left them, driving to the lower end, about 40 rods away. About the time I turned, John was just starting down his row, and McConaughey was heading towards town. As I came up and John went down the row, John said he was going home to buy the colt. On Saturday, I was sick in bed. After the middle of the day, John came to the room where I was. I knew what he wanted. I told him to go downstairs and get my purse, and to take $10 out. He went down and got the purse and came back to the room. I saw him pour the specie out and spread it over the bureau and commence counting it out. I told him I expected he would come home in a bad humor, without the colt. He walked out after a few minutes. That was the last I saw of him. Joseph Shannon, a sheriff. The morning Robert was in prison, he cried bitterly. He said that he was innocent, and if I knew his situation, I would pity him. The thing that bore most heavily on him was that he could not account for how he spent his time on that day. I asked him how he had spent that day. He stated that he and his wife and two children started early in the morning to go to his mother's. He had put on a clean shirt that morning and left his dirty one lying on the bed. He had Brown's small gun borrowed, and he left that lying on the bed. He went on to his mother's and got his breakfast sometime after he arrived. He then started to Hare's Valley to hunt for a house to move to. He left his mother's, he said, about 8 or 9 o'clock. He then stated that he did not want a house, but that his wife wanted him to move away because she was afraid.